Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, or good afternoon, good morning, or good evening if you're watching the replay. You are listening to the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence, the Unstoppable Coach Leffridge. I am that host. I am the one. I am the only. I am Terrence, the Unstoppable Coach Leffridge with Unstoppable Coaching Services, where we help you create your vision, implement your vision, and more importantly, we hold you accountable to making that vision a reality. And I welcome you to our inaugural show of the Unstoppable Story Show, where we are talking to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. And you know, this really is very near and dear to me because as being unstoppable, I'm all about connecting with people who have overcome, people who have learned not to be stopped by their circumstances, and people who are willing to share their stories with other people in the hopes that they too can learn how to be unstoppable and live their life on the next level of their greatness. It is an honor to have such a platform, and thank you to Blog Talk Radio for continuing to provide quality programming and programming that people can listen into for free across the country and across the globe. And if you also are listening to the program right now, why don't you go on over to Facebook Live, where we are broadcasting now on Facebook Live. Well, they're saying they can't hear me right now, so let me get out and redo that again. But we are going to be doing this on Facebook Live as well, utilizing all this new technology. You know, back in the day, it was impossible for people to really have access to radio and to television without paying thousands of dollars for that privilege. So it is so wonderful, and I'm so blessed to be living in an age where I can get on and share these unstoppable stories, not about me, but about other people who are doing great things around the world to their life on the next level. We have great guests coming on tonight for the inaugural show, and we're going to jump right into it in just a minute. But as I always do, whether I am on stage as a motivational speaker, whether I am on other people's shows via internet, or whether I am just waking up first thing in the morning, I decide to take time to welcome in my special guest, our Lord and Savior, and his name, none other than Jesus Christ. So if you would just take the opportunity with me right now to pause for just a minute as we welcome in our special guest to the Unstoppable Show. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you for another opportunity to come before you via the airwaves with this show. Thank you for giving me the vision to create this show. Thank you for giving me the provision to broadcast this show. And thank you for the people who have bought in to what the Unstoppable Show is about and are willing to lend their stories, to lend their time, and to lend their voices so that other people will know that it doesn't stop with the trials. It doesn't stop with the tribulations. It doesn't stop with the challenges, nor does it stop with the circumstances. No, that is not the end of the story. That's where the new chapter opens up. We thank you so much for giving us a voice. We thank you so much for giving us the technology to share our voices. And we welcome you into this space, a sacred space where you can run rapid on this show. We want you to move me and our guests out of the way and use us as the vessels as you would have us to be so that we can share a word of hope, a word of courage, a word of encouragement, and a word of motivation that's going to allow them to be unstoppable in their own lives and move to the next level of their greatness. We ask these prayers in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ, and all who would agree would say, amen. And I know you're saying, you're saying amen out there in the world right now. So thank you so much for being a part of this broadcast. I want to bring in our special guest this evening. The special guests are doing great things in their parts of this great world, and they are touching the masses. We're going to introduce them briefly, and then we're going to let them really tell you their story. And it's ironic because they both are former clients of mine in my Unstoppable Coaching practice, and I've had the opportunity to talk to them intimately, to understand their story, and to help be a part of their journey as they've moved forward. And now they are doing great things. They are both accomplished authors, and they both are here on the Unstoppable Stories show tonight. So first and foremost, hailing from the great state of Ohio, we have with us the author of the upcoming book, The Unwelcome Committee, Miss Maureen Bobo. Maureen, are you on the call?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Unstoppable Stories show this evening.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here with your awesome guest.
All right. We're just going to ask you to speak up just a little bit more, so you might be moving away from the phone while you're talking, okay?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes. That's okay. Excellent. Also coming to the show, hailing from the great state of Georgia, she is an administrator, but she is also much, much more than that. She is an empowering, motivational speaker, and she is the author of the new book, How Much Joy is in Your Journey. Welcome to the show, Dr. Janae Bishop. Dr. Bishop, are you on the call?
I am on the call. Much blessings to you and Ms. Bobo, and I give God the praise to be able to participate this evening. Thank you for the invitation.
Hey, thank you so much to the both of you for being on my inaugural show. It means more to me than you can ever imagine for you guys to grace this show. We're going to jump right into it, but let's do a few housekeeping things. If you are listening via the telephone, again, you want to press 1 on your keypad if you want to join the conversation, if you want to ask questions to our guests. You can also join me on Facebook Live. We're broadcasting live right now via Facebook Live, and you can put your comments in the chat room on Facebook Live. And if you are enjoying the show, why don't you go ahead and share it with somebody? Let somebody know that the Unstoppable Stories show is on the air right now, and that we've got these great women of God, and I do say women of God, who are doing great things and are about to share their unstoppable stories with you. All right, so let's go with Maureen. Maureen Bobo,
yes.
Out of, is it Euclid, Ohio, North Euclid, Ohio?
I am. No, I'm in Northeast Ohio. I hail a lot of Cleveland, but currently live in Euclid, which is basically 5 minutes away. So just say
okay.
Cleveland.
Okay. So you have a unstoppable story. And so I'm just going to turn it over to you to tell them your story, how you have turned loss into this unstoppable journey that you're walking in right now.
And thank you so much, Coach Steve, because we go back 3 years, okay? And you, I don't know that you saw me here, but you, your coaching got me here. That was what helped. Because, like you said, my name's Maureen Bobo. I'm a Christ follower. I'm a social worker, a love advocate, and a mompreneur. Basically, I became a single parent on April 7th of 2010 when my husband, Martin Quinn Bobo, of 13 years, succumbed to chronic heart disease. He was only 45 years old. He had suffered from heart disease for about 10 years. He had had triple bypass surgery at the age of 34 in 1999, and the head surgeon had told me that if some things didn't change with his life, then he would succumb to heart disease in a decade, and basically that is what happened. He lived 10 and a half years later. And so at the time, We had two children, ages 8 and 2 months. And so that devastating tragedy led to a number of things. One of the things that I'm here to talk about is the book, The Unwelcome Committee. Myself, Khadija Ali, and Chastity Williams, who we all met on social media, Facebook, with similar backgrounds. Khadija lost her husband to colon cancer, and Chastity lost her husband to a drowning accident. We got together. Khadija caught 10 widows together. Three of us remained over a course of, in 2012 this happened, in a course of 4 years, through conference calls, back and forth, we've written a book called The Unwelcome Committee. Basically what the unwelcome, and Coach T, could you please let me know if I'm going over time or if
you take your time, you're doing just fine.
I'm doing fine. Okay, thank you so much. I just don't want to go over the time. But The Unwelcome Committee, which came out in August of 2016, is a compilation of 4 years of work. It took so long because although we were writing it from the storm, because people have to remember that we are going through also, but the purpose of the book is to help others coming behind us who have similar paths, but it's a book about grief. It's a book to let people know that healing does happen. One of our slogans is healing happens. We want people to know that we have had the similar feelings that they have from having that severe loss. It's called The Unwelcome Committee because you don't want to be where we are. No, we would not want anyone to be where we are, but life happens as it has happened to us, and so you're unwelcome. We're the Unwelcome Committee welcoming you into your path, letting you know that we have been there, we understand, we love you, and we can relate. And so the stories are very raw and uncut. We tell about our lives. We bare our souls. We try to be as authentic and as transparent as possible. We're getting reports that people really appreciate the emotions of the book. It's opening the door to dialogue for families to have conversations that heal. It's really bigger than us, we're finding. The three of us have had the conversations over and over, and we continue to have them, that we didn't know. We were writing to widows with children when we were writing this book, 2012, 2013, 2000. But we realized that we're getting reports from people who have lost a parent when they were a child. They're learning about what their mom or dad may have gone through. Families haven't talked about grief in decades. We're being touched by people who may have just lost someone last month. It just is, Coach, it's huge. And we're just really, right now, we're really honored. And I got a call today about things going on with people. And I'm having conversations almost on a daily basis with people who this book is touching their heart. It's grief is a big topic. It's like the big purple elephant in the room. When someone has a severe loss, oftentimes people shy away, they don't know how to handle it, they want people to stuff their feelings. You can't do that. The emotions of grief are so polarizing that a person is never the same. It knocks their world off its axis, and it has to be dealt with, okay? So what's happening, what we're seeing is we're getting so much feedback from people on different levels, you know. We really are honored and very humbled. And I believe Chastity and Khadija probably are calling in to discuss their aspect of it too, but we have a lot of plans. It's not just a book, it's a community. We have a Facebook page, just put in Facebook, The Unwelcome Committee. We're on all the different social medias, the Instagrams and the Twitters, on Google+. We do some things on Pinterest. And our website is www.theunwelcomecommittee.com, which you'll learn all about the three of us. And we're blogging now, and we have conversations that we've had, and we want people to stay tuned for our podcast. We're trying to get the book into bookstores. We're having conversations with different people on that, and different media outlets, radio and television. We're just blessed, Coach. We are really blessed and humbled at this because it's such an important work. It really is. A lot of people we find, that I find in the community, do not manage grief well, or they stuff it, and then they try to manage it in an unhealthy way. They self-medicate, and they do things that are more harmful to themselves, what we find, okay? And that's why it's so important that this work is done.
Yes,
you know?
Yes,
and so
yes,
we
indeed.
Just want to touch as many people as possible.
Yes, indeed. And I thank you so much for taking that step of faith and putting this story out there. I know how difficult it was for you to put that out there, and we're going to touch bases on that as we go further into this conversation tonight. So thank you for sharing that. But I want to bring in our other guest as well, Dr. Janae Bishop. Dr. Janae, can you hear me?
I sure can. Thank you.
You are welcome. So Dr. Janae, also an esteemed author with a new book, Finding How Much Joy Is in Your Journey. So tell our audience a little bit about you, and then we're going to have just a roundtable discussion regarding loss and then how you can find that subsequent joy after the loss.
Absolutely. Well, again, thank you. And Ms. Bobo, I certainly was inspired by the information that you shared just now and your journey and the walk that you've made over these last several years. Coaching embraced me in a very unique way. And, of course, Coach Terrence has been my most recent accountability coach, and he really cracks the whip. But in the course of our time together, I have accomplished a number of things. Being coached is not a straightforward path, but it does help us to walk down a path to us accomplishing the things that we need to accomplish. I was a wife. I'm now a widow, and this is something that I'm just beginning to get accustomed and used to. My sons and I, my sons are 26 and 27, and we refer to our family as getting adjusted to a new normal. But on May 16, 2016, I was getting ready for work and went in to kiss my husband bye, only to find out that at 6:30 in the morning of May 16th, my husband had already transitioned to be with the Lord. He was 52 years old. He had been in my life 32 years, and we had been married for 28 years. So as a mother, a daughter, and sister, and a friend, I'm also a veteran Army officer who was a military wife, and that was the beginning of our marriage together. And this is a very interesting combination that I have found in my speaking engagements. Many individuals have been able to relate to. Currently, I'm a school administrator, but I've been able to work in nonprofits with young teen moms who had substance abuse issues. And so when Ms. Bobo mentioned about individuals self-medicating themselves, definitely I have seen that happening before I even had to experience this experience in our life with my new normal. I've also been a middle school and a high school counselor and a school administrator, and all throughout those times, my purpose in life has been to help to inspire people to live a better life, and it's mostly been through education or overcoming some challenge in their life that might have been abuse or might have been substance use. But on May 16th, when our lives changed, I realized that in the summer of June 2015, I worked on my book, How Much Joy is in Your Journey, A Creative Guide to Your Fearless Vision. And even though my husband and sons inspired me to do it, I now realize this summer, the summer of 2016, that God was leading him to prepare me and my son for this new journey in our lives and being able to create a new vision. And so what I do now is to be able to work with people through my own coaching practice, Have Joy LLC, to be able to inspire them to live a life that's full. Because oftentimes we go through life thinking that the destination will be just as we had planned for it and had anticipated it. But when I had my final conversation with my husband on Sunday, May 15th, our goal was to get through that last week of school with our students because my husband was an administrator in a nearby county, and we thought that we had the following weekend to plan our summer. But God revealed to us that God is in charge, and now I'm walking a path with my sons and those who have known my husband and know myself to embrace journey in a new way. So in the course of the time of being coached by Coach Terrence, who is a phenomenal accountability coach, I've had an opportunity to finish my gratitude journal, because as we go through life, even with great loss, we realize that when we spend time to focus on the things that we are grateful for, we are able to more closely embrace the day and realize that each day is a gift. That's why it's called the present. And when we realize that just this moment in time is the present and is a gift, we can then give more of ourselves back to those as well. So as I speak to individuals, I try to focus on how we can go about striving for a more holistic life. And I share with them, not only through my book, but in my presentations or workshops or retreats, that living a holistic life is not an opportunity to forget the loss, but an opportunity to embrace what we have experienced and being able to move forward, because it's within our resilience that we give others the permission to be able to hold up their light and their lantern and be able to live life on the fullest. I believe that all of our purpose is to be able to be of service. And when individuals see that our resiliency, much in many of the ways that Ms. Bobo's book is outlining and my book is outlining, that resiliency enables others to realize that they too can come out on the other end. I'm new at this experience and loss compared to the experience that the listeners may have or what Ms. Bobo has described. And in no way am I going to even begin to describe that it's easy. But what I have found is that by being able to be of service to others, it enables me to make this journey a little bit easier for myself and my sons. And so I give God the praise to be able to try to regain having a holistic life. I've always been driven professionally, and my husband and boys have always supported that. And now I'm working on rebuilding myself from the inside out in order to be able to help others. I hope that before the end of the year, that through Have Joy LLC, I'll be able to have the gratitude journal published. I'm also beginning to work on a remembrance journal, because what I have found in the last couple of months is that in going through my own grief, sometimes we struggle with remembering those things that brought us joy with the person that we have lost. And in speaking to others, I find that that is something that they struggle with as well. You know, as Ms. Bobo mentioned, we may self-medicate or we may withdraw from the community as we go through our grief. And in the process of doing that, we find each day, each month, each year, we're beginning to forget some of the things that we would have loved to have remembered if we knew that we had this limited time with our loved ones. So just like Ms. Bobo's husband, my husband had a challenge of high blood pressure and congestive heart disease. We wish in retrospect that there were things that he had done differently, but he loved his family and he lived life to the fullest on his own terms. And so his purpose was fulfilled based on what God had designed for him. And I now feel that my purpose and our son's purpose is to live our lives more fully and to be able to help others to do likewise. So thank you, Coach Terrence, for this opportunity this evening. My website is www.havejoyllc.com, and individuals can reach me at Janet, J-A-N-E-T, at havejoyllc.com, and I look forward to being of service, and God bless.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you both. And again, you're listening to the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge on blogtalkradio.com/unstoppable stories. Great conversation, and we're going to really dig into the loss aspect of it, and then we're going to talk about how you continue to push through the loss and to be on that unstoppable journey that both of you guys are on right now. You know, loss is never easy, whether it's brand new in the case of Dr. Bishop, relatively brand new, or whether it has been many, many years in the case of Maureen Bobo. It never really goes away. Sometimes it's hurts to the core, to be honest, and that stays for quite some time. So let's talk a little bit about the loss between the both of you. Talk about it from your aspect initially, and then talk about it from where you are right now, recognizing that, yes, Dr. Janae, it's only been months, and for you, Maureen, it's been years. So let's go back. Let's start with you, Dr. Janae, because the loss is more recent. How as much as you want to tell, and you let me know how much that is, but when the loss hit, you were pretty much at the top of the mountain because things that you had envisioned happening were coming to fruition, right?
Yes, sir. You are absolutely right. I've always been a driven person, and my family always encouraged me in that way. And so at this point in time, I was preparing for how can I go about retiring early from being an administrator in education, and so that my husband and I would be able to travel. You know, we now were empty nesters. Our sons were out of the home, beginning their lives. And I was going through my journey, preparing for that destination of early retirement and being able to be debt-free. And so little did I know that God had a different plan for our lives, and that even though my husband and I were working together on this joint plan, God's desire was that my husband's purpose was fulfilled and that I would still continue on without him. And so initially it was one of shock. I woke up that morning on May 16th going to work a little bit earlier, you know, got ready, got my keys, was about to walk out the door and went back in to kiss him bye as I've done for the last 28 years. And there was no response, only to learn that he had transitioned to be with the Lord as I was getting ready for work. And as a principal of a school, you know that once you get to work, your day is running. My husband was an assistant principal at a middle school, and he had anticipated Sunday night after our last three-hour conversation that he'd be getting up that next morning as well. So initially, there's shock. I can remember calling. My son had spent the night that night. I remember him rushing into the room to do CPR, only to be told when the coroner and the EMS arrived that my husband had already transitioned before my son even attempted to do the CPR. And there was such a peaceful look on his face that I knew that he was in the embrace of the Lord. And so initially it's shock. It's shock for the entire family. I have both my parents. My sons are in good health. And so this was a major loss that I have never experienced at all in my life. Of course, you're going through the shock with your loved ones, but also the loved ones of your spouse who had not been ill and who had been just watching sports Sunday afternoon. And so as you go through that disbelief, you begin to prepare for the funeral. And if you're fortunate like I was, you have loved ones who are able to help you through that process. Jokingly, previous years, my husband, who is an avid sports fan, he was a football coach before going into administration, was an athletic director. We were both from New York, so the New York Yankees and the Giants were his favorite team. And he said jokingly years ago, because, of course, we never anticipated something like this happening, saying that he wanted to be cremated and his ashes sprinkled on Yankee Stadium. So after having our funeral here in Georgia for our colleagues, because we have no relatives in the area that we live in, my sons and I made his wish come true. So we went to New York, where both of us are from, and his cremated ashes were spread on the old Yankee Stadium, which is where he had spent a lot of time as a child and even worked as a young teen. And I must say that being and we posted that on our Facebook page. I must say that that experience probably was more fulfilling than the homegoing service, because I knew that my husband was where he wanted to be, in the city where we met, on the baseball field that brought him such happy memories, surrounded by family and loved ones. And so where I am now currently is still going through the grieving process with all the things that, and I'm sure that Ms. Bobo can attest to this as well as her followers, you know, that first year of just bringing closure on what needed to be brought closure on, whether it's going through probate court, whether it's taking care of finances, whether it's helping your children through the grief. But I thank God that I had the opportunity for William to be in our lives so that our sons were able to reach their adulthood, having had their father in their lives. And there are many wives who have lost their husbands who do not have that as part of their journey. And so I had a cousin I have a cousin, excuse me, who shared with me, wouldn't it be something and a revelation, and I think that I shared this with Coach Terrence as he was coaching me and my professional progress through this period. My cousin had mentioned, isn't it something that your husband was pushing you and motivating you to complete your book between the time of June and December 2015? And that, you know, that was months. And then, and so I was, you know, but then that's that type A personality that I am. And so I completed the book to be able to help women in different stages of their life, different decades, to identify where is the joy in your life and how do you recapture that? Because as Coach Terrence has shared with me in our early coaching sessions, move forward, Janae, imagining that there's that 20-something-year-old young lady sitting in your office who's wondering, how did you do all of these things, only to now be in the summer of 2016 and have to use my own book to create a new vision for myself and to be able to speak to individuals based on that testimony. So now I speak to people based on my testimony, which, of course, is helping me through my own grieving process, and I speak to them about regardless whether the loss is the loss of a loved one, the loss of a job, the loss of your health and well-being, the loss of your spirituality and having to regain that, you can create a new vision for your life. And it's important to do that so that others coming behind you will realize that you will still also be able to find joy again. And I continue to give God the praise as I go through my own transitions and hopefully being able to inspire others.
Thank you so much. You guys, you're listening to the Unstoppable Story Show with your host, Terrence, the Unstoppable Coach Leffridge, and we've got great guests on tonight sharing their story of how they've been able to find unstoppable joy in their journey despite going through some loss. We've got Maureen Bobo, and we've got Dr. Janae Bishop, and we've got you if you want to be a part of the conversation. All you have to do is dial in to 323-870-3764, press that one, that number one on your keypad, and that'll let me know that you have a question or a comment for our guests tonight. They are really sharing their souls tonight, and I appreciate you more than you ever will know, both of you, because I know how, I don't know personally, but I can know through knowing you how this has deeply affected you and how it has affected decisions that you guys have made since these this loss has occurred. So I appreciate you for coming on to the show, and I appreciate the people that you guys have evolved into even before the loss. So Maureen, come on back on. Your loss, we are taking nothing away from the loss, but the loss was a little bit longer now. So you've had a little bit more time than Dr. Bishop to deal with the loss, to understand the loss, to reflect on the loss. So tell us about when it first happened, and then just walk us through how you've been able to overcome and evolve as a person, as a mother, as an entrepreneur, and now as a future best-selling author.
I love how you put that, and I love when you say the
word.
Oh,
it's happening.
Yes, it's happening. I love how you say the word evolve, because that's what it's been. Now, when it first happened, and you have to see, I was the children were 8 years old, and I had a 2-month-old baby, and it was basically, I'll back up a little bit. It was the unexpected gift. Because he had, it was genetic, but because his mother passed away when she was in her 50s from the same type of heart disease. But you don't expect it. He was on his way to work, and he was in a car. He was in the car. He had dropped me off at work. It was spring, Easter break, and then my oldest one was in the daycare, and the youngest one was in the daycare because she was out of school. The oldest one was out of school. And so many things God, and when I look back on it now, God did so many things because briefly when I first realized, I was standing there at work, that this thing had happened or could have happened. Like for like a minute or two, I thought I lost my whole family. because he had driven them and dropped them off at the daycare, but it happened like an hour after that. The timing was impeccable by God. And I, to this day, I still praise God about that, because it could have been so much, it was bad, but it could have been so much worse if you look at that picture. But anyway, the emotions, what I always go back to, and I think that is what the Unwelcome Committee really speaks to in our stories, because we do a chapter on all three of ours, what happened is the emotion behind it, because all three of us, we're still raising children and are still raising children. And if I went in for a year, I went into mommy mode, meaning I had to protect my children because they had been traumatized. I described it as amputated in the parenting arena, because they had a parent, they had two parents, and then in a blink of an eye, like things life happens, this happened. And so I wept, bitter tears for them, because as a mother, it's the worst thing in the world to see what I see as children suffering because they do not have that parent. And so that is the raw emotion of it that I initially felt for a year, Coach, for a year. That was from 2010 to 2011. And I tried to create what I had, but you can't go home again. I took a job too early that I shouldn't have been on. I wasn't emotionally or mentally ready to handle that, because this knocks you off your axis. You don't know left, right, up, down. I've read research and stories that it changes your brain patterns. It just changes a lot about you. I am very different. I was having a conversation, in fact, with the other members of the Unwelcome Committee. In fact, recently, April 6th of 2010, I am a different person than I was from April 8th of 2010. That incident changed my whole outlook because of what happened. Because if you're at one with your spouse and then you're gone, it's like you're cut in half almost. That's the way I felt about it. I had been married 13 years. I had known him 17 years. We had known each other 4 years prior to that. That was a big part of it. So I always talk about the emotion, because when the emotions hit, and it's like a wave, and you probably heard about it, the grief wave, and you have to be grounded. My ground and my foundation is Christ. I believe and I know that helped me through this process, because you got to feel the emotions. And if I didn't have that foundation, I'm not sure what would happen. The children are in my life as for me to take care of, but I look back on that time. They took care of me, because after that year, I had a severe crash and I was, depressed. Major depression is what I called it. At that time, I really wanted to sleep and not wake up, and I say that I did not call it die, because I did not want to. I just wanted to sleep. I was really tired. I was doing too much. I was I was working when I shouldn't have been working at a particular position, and so I had to reach out and get some help. And one thing about the Unwelcome Committee, if you want people to know, is that it's okay to get help. One thing I think Dr. Janae mentioned, I thought I heard, I don't know if she said the word isolation, but you withdraw from the community, I think she said. And that, when she said that, I was like, that hit the nail on the head with me. Everybody doesn't do that. I isolated myself, so all the emotions and things that I'm talking about, people who are in my life at church or on the job, they may not have recognized it because I was good at hiding and I was isolating, but I was dying inside. That's why I reached out for us to get some counseling, get group counseling, and my oldest daughter went to grief camps. She went to that for like 4 years, and so she's 14 now, and the youngest one is 6. And so she kind of just, one thing that I realized when you are raising children and this tragedy happens, she was 8. When she was 12, she just told me, Mom, I didn't even know what was going on. She's feeling the effect 4 years later of impact of not having her dad there, because she was at that time a preteen going into puberty. She's a teenager now. My youngest one doesn't know what it's like to have a father, and so she's experiencing some different things also. The children would cry on Father's Day. It's a lot. It's really bigger than what a human being can handle, and so that's why it's so important to connect and relate to others going through the same thing, and that's what the Young Welcome Committee, one of their goals is to for people to understand, because I felt alone, and I think Khadijah and Chastity probably would say this too. We felt like no one, because they were in their 30s. Who's widowed at 35? I was 41. Who's widowed at, you know what I mean? And so it was a different, most of the time when you hear about a widow, it's about, oh, I'm in my late 60s, 70s, 80s, or something like that. But with us, we, you know, it took a different, and one thing about grief, especially in Western society, like I said earlier, they want you to stuff it and then go back to work in 3 days. You're not the same person. You just lost a significant part of your life. You can't function the way you were back then. And sometimes, and I do a little thing on grief, you try to educate people because everybody wants to pick up the Kubler-Ross of the stages of grief and the anger and the acceptance. And that those stages exist, but they're not linear. And when I say that, you don't go from anger and then automatically go here. I tell people, okay, you can listen to Kubler-Ross's stages, but on a piece of paper, it's not linear. If you just get a piece of paper and draw or scribble, that's grief. Because it's like if you one day you're here, one day you're there. I call it, it's a multicolored avenue. You never know what day, what color you're going to be on one given day. And so
Wait. You just can't throw that nugget out there and then just roll right by it. You said grief is multicolored avenue. Is that what you said?
Grief is a multicolored avenue. You never know what color you're going to be.
Oh, my
and that is
God. Wait. So Dr. Janae, would you agree with that statement in terms of grief? That it's multicolored, you don't know what you're going to be on any given day?
Oh, absolutely. I think Ms. Bobo, she is so right, because I find that with myself. I would come to work, and people usually look at me as being an upbeat, very jovial person, and then immediately there may be something that happens that reminds me of my husband or reminds me of our last day or reminds me of the fact that he won't be there for our grandkids or at my son's wedding. And then I feel my tightness in my throat, and I feel my eyes watering, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, they're really wondering what's going on with her. But everybody understands you're grieving. It's just that I did not expect that I would have gone from yellow to red in that blink of an instant because something came back as a memory.
Wow. And, you know, we just celebrated commemorated, I guess is a better word, the 15th year anniversary of 9/11. And, you know, across the country, there probably were a lot of people that were walking down that multicolored avenue, not knowing how to feel about that even 15 years later, whether you were personally touched by 9/11 or whether you witnessed it from a distance, you still feel some kind of way on days like that. And do you guys, both of you, feel that kind of way when that day rolls around, even months later or years later in your case, Maureen?
Yes. Because grief never ends. You just become a better sailor. It's a quote out there that says, and I don't have it exactly, Coach T, I apologize, but you're able to manage the grief wave better. I'm at 6.5 years out. And so you have holidays, and you have birthdays, and you have, it's a new year. And so the emotions and the feelings, sometimes music and all that, you're able to manage it better. And that's all the Unwelcome Committee wants people to know, that we want people to hold on, because sadly to say, there's over 800,000 people in this country that become widows per year. A high percentage of them are in their 20s, like 25 to 55. And then a lot of high percentage of them pass away within like a 2-year span because people are dealing with some severe depression and different issues. And a lot of them is what I say. I would just say they don't hold on. They let go and throw in the towel. Sometimes that is due to suicide. Sometimes they just give up on life, and they may still be alive, but just really not there. But a lot of people give up on life. And so our message is for people to hold on because better days are coming. We want to be like a lighthouse in the storm to let you know the storm is there. We want you to hold on. But look, we understand. We don't feel the same thing as you, but we've been there. We've had those severe emotions. And for people who are dealing with people or know or love or caregivers or therapists or ministers to people who are grieving, we want them to know that, hey, there are some things that you can do to help that person. That person may not be the same way. You may be bad, and there's a way to handle it. They're very fragile is what it is. And I'm sorry,
Coach Karen?
I probably went off on your question.
Sure. Come jump on in there. Go on, Dr. Janae.
Ms. Bobo really hit on a critical point, and I just wanted to add that, you know, especially when you are a younger wife, as Ms. Bobo had shared, sometimes people don't take into the context of how that changes your role in life as well. Because as a young wife or a younger wife, or you still have children, or you still have, you know, good years ahead of you, whatever good year can be defined as, the thing that one finds interesting is that even your relationship with your spouse's side of the family changes because at this point, you know, your children are connected biologically to that side of the family, but it's an interesting dynamic that now comes into play. And in fact, one of our teachers, she had experienced the fact that, you know, someone had lost a spouse, and this woman had lost her spouse a year ago from a heart attack as well. And one of the things that she wrestled with was now a year later, events or opportunities that she and her husband would attend together, she wasn't getting those invitations. And so it's similar to a divorce in that you're no longer part of that circle that others are a part of, either because they're face-to-face with their own mortality or face-to-face with what would I do if I lost my spouse. But now you're a unit. You're a single entity. And just like Ms. Bobo indicated, you focus on what you have to do. You focus on making it right for your kids or making it as, quote-unquote, normal as possible for your kids. But it's an interesting dynamic how that changes your whole role in the context of having been part of two families, and now the dynamics is a little bit different.
Love it. Love it. You're listening to the Unstoppable Story Show with your host, Terrence Leftridge. It's not too late to join the conversation at 323-870-3764, or you can join us live. I'm streaming live right now on Facebook Live. Shout out to Charles Carey. Charles Carey talked about when you mentioned that great quote, Maureen, you got to put that out. You got to trademark it, that sometimes grief is like being on the and I'm saying it wrong already, but I'm going to get it right, and then I'm going to take it. Being on the multicolored avenue. He said that's absolutely true. Every personality responds differently depending on where they are in the process or depending on where their awareness is. Thanks for that comment, Charles Carey. Billy Miller is watching on Facebook Live. We've got Vanessa Collins on Facebook Live. We've got Kim Latson on Facebook Live. So thank you guys. Wendell Graham as well. Thank you guys for watching on Facebook Live. And thank you guys who are listening to these wonderful stories. I know this can't be easy for these ladies to share this with you, and I thank them so much for doing that. We're going to take the last couple of minutes, and I want each one of you to tell our audience how they can move from this level of loss, not be stopped in it, like you so eloquently said, Maureen, and still find joy in their journey, getting out of that unwelcome committee that nobody ever wants to be a part of. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Maureen, first. Give us one thing either that you want to give us personally or one tip from the book, The Unwelcome Committee, that our audience can use to continue to be unstoppable despite the loss that they've experienced.
And you know what? There's a number of things, but one thing I did want to say briefly, Coach, and I wanted to thank you for was, and you may not remember this conversation. We had it, and I know the date because it was an anniversary of my husband's passing. We had a coaching session on April 7th of 2013, and I believe that was 3 years to the day. It may have been April 8th, but it was around that time that my husband had passed away. And we were talking about, I don't know the exact words, but the feelings I felt. And I'm going to say this because you're the accountability coach. And basically what was going on with me, and I'm not sure, I think you recognized it, was that I was having a pity party on the conversation. Do you remember that day?
But I think it was happy. I remember so many things we said, Maureen, but it's better for you to say it than for me to say it.
Okay. And basically, I was mad at you because you wouldn't let me have my pity party. Because you wanted, I think, basically, I'm just going to be honest. You wouldn't let me have my pity party because I was probably saying some down and out, and I was depressed and just thinking about life, and it was 3 years out. And you wanted me, at that time, I didn't recognize it. If you had done that and I had been like 6 months or a year out, I probably would have hung up on you. But I was further along in my journey because you did better at things and managing things. I was 3 years out. I was having a pity party. It was the anniversary of my husband's passing. You wanted me to focus on my goals. And you were being what you do, accountable and trying to get me to see that I'm unstoppable in spite of, and I'm hugging you from Cleveland right now, and I love you because at that time I didn't understand, but now I do. But one thing, and that's just a thing, I just know I appreciate you, and I didn't know if I ever had that conversation with you. But just briefly, what we have many chapters, but the chapter on balance and coping mechanisms within the unwelcome committee, all three of us give a lot of details. One of the things is connection. You should connect with those who love you. If you can, connect with, if you have to, church members, fellowship. It's important to be around people, when I say love you, who can relate to you, who understand, who are not trying to rush you through the process, because people need to validate your feelings. So you can get to the feeling of, oh, yes, healing happens. Sometimes people's feelings are so raw, and we say things like, oh, well, you can recover and things like that. They don't get that because of where they're at. But if we handle them with care and are loving towards them, they can see that. Because if someone when I was a year out, would have told me some of the things we have in the book, I may not have listened, but maybe if they didn't handle me with care, you know. And so that big piece to me is connection, because I was a problem with me as far as isolation. Do not isolate, because you get alone with your thoughts, and those thoughts are always negative. And then you're believing things about yourself and your situation and what may or may not ever happen. And so that's briefly, because I know Dr. Janae needs to give her important points. Do not isolate.
I love it. Dr. Janae, what one thing from your book, or something personally, how much joy is in your journey? What one thing would you say to someone who has experienced loss, whether it's recent like you're experiencing now, or whether it's been long term? What's one thing to encourage them not to stop in their loss, but to continue to be unstoppable?
Absolutely. You know, the Bible talks about joy in your journey, and joy comes in the morning. And when you're in the midst of grief, morning doesn't feel like it will come. Or like Ms. Bobo said, when the morning does come, you know it's different than all of the other mornings you've experienced. And so what I would encourage everyone to do is to, like Ms. Bobo said, continue to reach out and have relationships. And I think that it's really important that in developing those relationships, you try to develop a flow within your life. You know, we strive for balance, and oftentimes it's difficult to balance things, give an equal part of ourselves to each aspect of ourselves. You know, the research shows that in order to have a holistic life, you know, it falls into five areas, and different times in our lives, one area may have more emphasis than others, but particularly for myself, and coming through and going through grief, and individuals that I've spoken with, it's important to look at your spiritual life, and that may not necessarily mean your religious denomination, but being able to find a way to become in tune to yourself and to understand the process that you're going through, and that may be in the context of meditation, prayer, yoga, or it may mean even being involved in counseling, as Ms. Bobo shared, and I've participated in group counseling myself. And then also another aspect of your holistic life is your health, your emotional and physical well-being. You know, Ms. Bobo talked earlier about the severity of depression, you know, people self-medicating. Also, I know for myself, when I'm wanting to soothe hurt feelings, chocolate is my friend. Now, it may be enemy to my thighs, it is definitely a friend to my heart. And so your emotional and physical well-being is so key. Your relationships, if you do have the strength to go back into the work environment, knowing that your relationships will be impacted, and being transparent with the fact that you are still grieving, but you are going to be a professional and you are going to get through your responsibilities. But the other side is your personal relationships. So being able to work through the impact of your grief on your personal relationships and your professional relationships, and oftentimes having a coach, as Ms. Bobo had shared, you keeping her accountable to her goals helped her to take herself out of herself. Because, of course, for both of us and for those who are listening this evening, being able to do for others helps you to take yourself out of yourself. And then, of course, you know, work. Ultimately, we have to develop a career, and we have to be able to work in order to make a living for our children or for ourselves now that we're doing this solo. And so it's important that as you're going through the grief process, that that means transitioning to another career that would allow you to have the flexibility that you need to do that. So I encourage everyone, as you journey through your life in this new context of working through grief, know that you have to also establish a flow in those five areas of a holistic life: your spiritual self, your health and well-being, your relationships, your leisure. And of course, while you're grieving, you're not thinking about leisure time because you're also feeling guilty that you're moving on with life. But you need to get back to something that helps you to take yourself out of the world as we know it. That might be needlepoint, that might be artwork, but do it. Do it in order to be able to bring your best self and be able to create the life and work that you love to live.
Excellent. Hey, ladies, we're going to go a little bit over, if that's okay with you, because we do have a call in the queue. So can you guys hang with us a little bit longer?
Wonderful.
All right. You're listening to the Unstoppable Stories Show with your host, Terrence Leftridge. I am Terrence Leftridge with Unstoppable Coaching Services, where we help you create your vision, implement your vision, and more importantly, hold you accountable to making that vision a reality. Our two guests tonight are prime examples of the going through the Unstoppable Coaching 6-month coaching program. If you want to be a part of that, if you want to get the skills, if you want to get the implementation strategies, and if you want to have an accountability partner like me with you through your journey to the next level, then just send me an email right now at Terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com, Terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com, and we'll have a complimentary conversation on how you can get started on your complimentary 6-month coaching program with Unstoppable Coaching Services. Because, you know, as I say, why would you ever settle for less when you can be unstoppable? We've got a caller in queue right now, so we're going to go live to this caller. Caller, we're going to look at the one with the last 4 digits of 9942 from the 301 area code. Caller, you are live. Can you tell us your name and what's your question or your comment?
Good evening. Can you hear me?
We can hear you well. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Khadija Ali, and I am hailing from the wonderful state of North Carolina. I know my area code says 301. but I am in North Carolina. I am also the co-author of The Unwelcome Committee, and I am calling with a comment to say
Welcome, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Coach T, for allowing us to have this amazing conversation tonight about grief and how to come out of it and, you know, how to be unstoppable. I just want to commend both ladies, Dr. Janae, and, of course, my co-author, Maureen Bobo, for doing an outstanding job of representing widows and representing people who didn't allow their circumstances to keep them down. And I just wanted to say that and say to you, Maureen, I love you. And thank you.
Hey, Khadijah, thank you so much for giving us that comment. Khadijah, you are also one of the co-authors of the book, The Unwelcome Committee. So if you could just take a minute, tell us how you were able to bring yourself to the point to go through loss into creating this best-selling book of the future.
Wow. Well, I took quite a few detours. I have to be honest. And I share a lot of that in the book. We have a chapter on isolation. So one of those things that is most dangerous, I believe, with becoming a widow or widower is isolating yourself, because you can be susceptible to a lot of things. And so I took a path. I wound up drinking and smoking and overeating and shopping and doing all those different things, self-medicating like Dr. Janae and Maureen shared. But what I found was that at the end of all of that, there was no amount of drinking, there was no amount of overeating, no amount of shopping, no amount of smoking that let the grief stay away for very long. And so there came a point in time where I had to face it and deal with it and understand that my husband was not coming back and that here I was in this situation with five children, and what do I do? And my saving grace was that I am a researcher, and I went online and I started researching, and I said, there has to be people like me. I cannot be an anomaly out here. And so I was able to find people online, and I would get online at night and I would communicate and I would read, and you know, they would be talking about some of these things that we don't hear a lot about, which is the drinking and the alcohol and, you know, the high-risk behaviors that can come upon you when you go through something this traumatic. And so that helped me, and that was actually how I found Maureen and Chastity. We wound up finding each other on Facebook, and then there was a community. So that was my saving grace, being able to connect with people, knowing that I was a researcher, someone that, you know, I had had other things happen in my life, not this traumatic, but whenever I found myself presented with something that I didn't know about, I got on the quest to find out things about it and, you know, what do you do in this situation? And so those are the things that helped me.
That's wonderful.
Yes. And we appreciate you sharing your story as well. And for all our listeners out there right now, you can read Khadijah's chapter in the book, The Unwelcome Committee. And we're going to have Maureen give us information on how they can get that book, not now, but right now, so that you can start working through your loss, working through your grief, and showing how you can get out of the unwelcome committee and start living the unstoppable life. So I appreciate you so much for Khadijah. Thank you for clicking in and sharing your thoughts with us, okay?
Thank you. Have a blessed night, everyone.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So you're listening to the Unstoppable Story Show with Coach Terrence. And you know what? We've got people watching on Facebook Live. We've got Richard Tati, who is watching us all the way from the Dominican Republic, and he's listening to the show. So there shows you that this is a worthwhile show. This is an international show, and we are getting international exposure for our guests tonight, for Maureen Bobo and for Dr. Janae Bishop. And that, isn't it wonderful when you step out and you tell your story? You know, I tell people all the time that your story may not be for everybody, but somebody needs to hear your story, and somebody is waiting on you. And as Dr. Janae said to you earlier this evening, I told her early on in our coaching session that there is a young Dr. Janae, or there is a young Maureen, or there is a young Terrence that is searching and trying to figure out what is the next thing they're going to do, which is the next direction they're going to go, how are they going to move past this loss and find the joy that's in the rest of the journey. Because it doesn't stop at the loss. No, 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 no. If you continue to connect with others, like Maureen said, and if you continue to collaborate, and if you continue to reach out to people, like Dr. Janae said, there is more joy in your journey on the other side. But you first got to be willing to tell your story, and you've got to be willing to connect with other people that share that same story and that are going to be able to hold you up and hold you accountable to walking in your greatness. So, ladies, as we wrap it up, I want you to talk about the joy that you're experiencing now after the loss. And we'll start with you, Dr. Janae, because your book is called How Much Joy Is in Your Journey? And what joy have you been able to experience after the loss? And then tell them how they can have a deeper conversation with you and purchase a copy of your book.
Oh, well, absolutely. Thank you so much, Coach. The joy that I experience, obviously, is through my children and through me reassessing my own life to be able to structure my life in the way that instead of living to work, that I work to live more, and that may mean making a transition to a different type of career. Individuals can reach me through J-A-N-E-T, as in Janet, at havejoyllc.com, or you can reach me on Google Voice at 762-233-1118. So that's J-A-N-E-T at havejoyllc.com, and that Google Voice number again is 762-233-1118, or visit my website at www.havejoyllc.com. And again, I wish for everyone to step forward through resilience and create the life and work that they love to live.
And they can purchase the book on your website as well, right?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Coach Terrence. Yes, they can purchase the book on my website. It's available on Amazon.com, and I've been blessed through Terrence again. My book was actually ranked in the top 100 of motivational books when it was released, and so I give God praise for that. Yes. So I know it's going to happen for Ms. Bobo as well. God bless her.
So, yes, I'm showing the book on Facebook Live right now, How Much Joy Is in Your Journey by Dr. Janae Bishop, that beautiful picture on the back of the book. You can go to her website, havejoyllc.com, to get a copy of that book. Now,
oh, absolutely.
Maureen.
And I might add, it enables them to coach themselves. The book is a working book. It enables you to coach yourself with probing questions through those five areas of a holistic life that I've mentioned. Thank you again, Coach T.
You're very welcome. Maureen Bobo, what joy are you experiencing now since the loss? And then tell us how they can get in contact with you.
And I think Dr. Janae brought it up earlier, service. I get joy out of serving others or having a servant's heart. And we are helping a lot of people. And that brings me joy, Coach, because it puts purpose in the pain. we made our I always say we are making our misery our ministry, and we have been called. God has equipped all three of us to do this great work, and my joy, and I say hallelujah to the service that we're doing, because that's what it is. And I think Khadijah and Chastity will speak to that also. But so that's how I experience joy. And we are helping and will continue to help a lot of people. You can get the book and learn more about us, because there's more to all three of our stories. www.theunwelcomecommittee.com. We have a Facebook page. We call it our community. In the Facebook, put the Unwelcome Committee, and you will see all what's going on with us. And I had mentioned earlier about podcasts that we're doing. We're blogging now, and we put all the different radio and television events that we do on there, and that you could just keep, and we're continuing to add content so you can continue to keep up to speed on what's going on. Like I said, it's more than just a book. It's a community of people who grieve and people who want to know more about grief, because we want to be an educational tool and resource, which we already are finding that we are. But www.theunwelcomecommittee.com, Facebook, Instagram, The Unwelcome Committee, Twitter at The Unwelcome Committee, Pinterest, under my name, Maureen Bobo, I have an Unwelcome Committee page. With Google Plus, The Unwelcome Committee. And we're talking about the YouTube channel where we can blog also. So they're connected with the Facebook page. We're available on Amazon, and you have an option for a Kindle download. Just go on to Amazon and put The Unwelcome Committee, and we're all set and ready to go. Dr. Janae, while I have you and Coach T, both of you, I would love to gift a copy of the book to, because Coach T, you're a very integral part in my journey in completing this book, because you found out about it 3.5 years ago. And Dr. Janae, I just love your story so much that I would love to give you an autographed copy also, so if I can somehow be close to you or something, get your contact information. It would bless me to give both of you a copy.
Oh, wonderful. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you.
You know, I'm saying, what have you been waiting for?
So give you a tip. Okay.
Maureen, can I tell a story? Can I tell a story from our sessions?
Yes, you can. Please do.
Okay. So, Maureen, we initially started coaching, and there was a different goal in mind when we set up our coaching. You remember you were asking for coaching to try to get started in this business, and we won't talk about the business, right?
We went
through that for the first 3 months, and we were setting up goals, and I finally told Maureen after the third month that I saw something different. You remember that conversation, Maureen?
Yes, I do.
And I said to Maureen, there's a story, Maureen, that the world needs to hear, and it's your story. And like so many of us, we shy away from telling our story because we may think the story is too hard to tell, or the story is just my story, and it's not going to affect anyone else, and no one else is going to want to hear what I have to say. You remember us having that conversation, Maureen?
I remember it like yesterday, Coach.
Like yesterday.
I remember that. Yep.
And you fought that, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Maureen was just trying to start a business, and my head was in another place. My head was in another place.
And now look
That's
at you
all
now.
All right.
Look at you
I
now.
I finally heard you talking to me. You were right. I had to get to where you saw me.
And that is a message in itself. Sometimes everyone who's listening to this call live or listening to the replay, sometimes you've got to be able to as you're going through your grief, as you're going through your loss, you've got to be able to connect with those other people that see you beyond the loss, that see you beyond the grief, that see you after the storm. You know, there's a quote that says, after the storm, the sun will always shine again. And that is so true when you're going through loss or when you're going through grief. If you give it enough time, if you let that rain of pain fall naturally, you'll find out that rain is no longer painful, but it's a cleansing rain. It clears you out of that grief and it clears you out of that loss so that when the sun does shine the next day, you are ready to embrace the sun for what it is. You're no longer just wearing sunglasses. You are fully embraced in that sunshine and you are walking in your new beginnings and your new purpose. That's what these two ladies are doing. They are walking in their new beginnings. Dr. Janae Bishop in her new career and her new goals as a motivational speaker and a coach, and Maureen Bobo as a new author and as a new community of women who are sharing their stories and supporting each other as they go through the grief to get to the other side. And when I look at this webpage, Maureen, for the Unwelcome Committee, and I think back to that conversation, when I think back to that seed that almost didn't get planted, and I look at how you and Chastity and even Khadija on this page, how you guys are bright, you guys are fervent, you guys are flowing. I still can't get you out of that black, but I'm going to continue to work on you. But you guys are doing it.
Keep working on me.
you guys are what Dr. Janae talks about in her book. You have found the joy in your journey, and I'm so proud of you. And Dr. Janae, I'm so proud of you too as well. Thank you so much for overcoming the loss and having the intestinal fortitude to not be stopped by the loss, but to continue to move forward anyway. I'm just speechless, but I'm gonna give you guys final thoughts.
This is Janae, and my final thought is there is light on the other side. Be resilient, persevere.
Love it.
I'll say when what Dr. Janae said, I agree wholeheartedly. I'll end it with the captain. Hold on. Feeling happy.
Love it. Thank you both. Again, Dr. Janae, they can reach you how?
Yes, they can reach me at janet@havejoyllc.com or on Google Voice at 762-233-1118.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Janae. And Maureen, how can they reach you?
The best way, you can inbox us at The Unwelcome Committee on Facebook. I'm sorry, I don't have my email up, but do you have a place where I could probably post that in the group?
Yeah, you can post anywhere. You can post it right on my page. And if you go to theunwelcomecommittee.com, you can also connect with them on that page as well. And if I'm looking right, if you go to that website, you might be able to get a free chapter of the book. So definitely go to theunwelcomecommittee.com. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. God bless you both. And thank you, Dr. Janae Bishop. How much joy is in your journey? Get her book on her website, havejoyllc.com. And Maureen Bobo, The Unwelcome Committee. You can go to theunwelcomecommittee.com and get a copy of the book there as well. And thank you guys for being a part of the inaugural The Unstoppable Stories Show. I told you there are unstoppable stories out there. I told you there are people that are doing great things, ordinary people just like me and you, with unstoppable stories. And if you have what it takes, if you just get out and tell your story, like I said, it may not be for everybody, but somebody is waiting to hear your story. And if you want to share your story, your unstoppable story on this show, then reach out to me at Terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com. Terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com. I want to hear your story. I want to congratulate you on coming through your unstoppable story. And then I want to get you exposure for your unstoppable story. Until next time, I just want you to dream big, aim high, and believe in the impossible. And never, ever, ever forget that you can be unstoppable. I don't want you to just make it a great week. Until we connect again, I want you to make it an unstoppable week. And as always, here's to living your life on the next level. Take care, family.